I'm definitely the heifer and you're the hog.
No, I'm the heifer and you're the hog. Okay, write yourself into an episode of Dick Wolf's Chicago Fire being filmed on our street right now. Go.
There's been an arson.
In?
The building.
Whose building?
Steve's.
Steve's building?
Down the road.
Oh, of course, yes. Steve. Neighbor Steve. And then?
It was arson.
Who did it?
Arson House.
I don't know what that is. That's the name of the company that is my manager of stand-up comedy.
Keep talking.
I am managed by Arson House Entertainment, and what we're known for is every single town that any Arson House entertainer tours in, there is a building that has been lit aflame. This is my episode of Chicago Fire. There's a group of stand-up comedians / serial arsonists who travel the country lighting things on fire, and they come to Chicago, but little do they know, Dick Wolf produces a show here. See, that shit don't fly. What?
Here's mine.
You just did yours.
It's better now.
Okay.
Someone called 911.
you're like going right into it as like an actor.
Yeah. Pew! Call 911 again.
Pew!
We need more than one fire truck.
Mm.
This is a blaze.
A blaze. This ain't no fire. This is a blaze.
The whole goddamn block's a blaze.
My God, a blaze.
Blaze it.
Get up. Stand up.
Blaze it.
Blaze it. Put it on Chicago Fire 911.
Get up. Stand up.
Question for you.
Okay.
How do you think Dick Wolf keeps it fresh?
By shoving his dick in wolves.
Nice.
Rock hard, like. And he shoots flames out of his...
Have you ever seen a picture of Dick Wolf?
No.
He looks evil as fuck.
I don't know who that is.
He is the producer of Law & Order SVU, which is one of the longest running TV shows.
I know what
shows,
that is.
And it's about the worst thing in the world.
Crime.
Crime. Sex crimes.
Pretty That's much really it?
It's about sex crimes. And it's been going for 20 fucking years. And all I'm saying is, where's Dick Wolf thinking all this shit? He's like the Lorne Michaels of crime shows.
I mean, writing crime is the easiest thing ever. If I sat down and wrote a crime episode, it would be phenomenal.
Do it.
If I can start off in the woods.
All right.
And there's like a dog barking.
Okay.
And there's like a group of like people in like camo.
Yep.
And they're walking up.
I'm liking it so far.
And there's a dead woman.
Oh.
With a pregnant stomach.
Oh, no.
And a dead baby also in her arm.
Oh, Jesus, Greg.
And then the detective comes up and he's like, by God, this ain't right.
Well, we're going to have to rewrite that little witty line of his. Comes up and he goes, and that's what they say, killing two birds with one bullet.
And then, so then the credits roll.
Uh-huh.
Cut back to they're in the woods they're walking and like the leaves are rustling and shit.
Yeah.
And there are like two detectives start arguing about something that happens and not related to the case.
And anyway, my daughter, she punched this guy right in the face because he said, your mom's a cop. And I was like, that's my girl.
Not really an argument. But sure.
No, and then your cop character goes, you shouldn't be condoning violence to your children.
Your character just started talking.
And then I go, yeah, but I backed the boys in blue, and you know what that's all about, baby. This is a woman, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like a woman.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Anyways, they're arguing off to the side about something personal, and then they see the fucking first clue.
It's a clue.
That no one would have found unless that little side plot didn't happen.
It's a I back the blue sticker.
All right. And then check this out.
Uh-huh.
You know, cut to they are back in the police department and they have another case that they're going after. But it turns out the two cases are going to be fucking connected.
What's going on with the Kaminsky case?
Yeah. So then, you know, they go and they question some like guy who's been out of jail for like 3 days.
I didn't do it.
And they tell him Tony, you know, they get the name Tony Bones out of the guy.
I would go look at Tony Bones, though.
Turns out Tony Bones found out that the lady, that he thought that it was his baby, but it wasn't. So he killed her and he dumped her in the woods. And then he killed the kid as well. The end.
Yeah, I did it.
It's the fucking easiest shit
it's
ever.
Tony Bones.
It's the easiest.
Yeah, but you got it. You didn't lead us astray.
I didn't want to do the whole 30 minutes of the fucking episode.
We got time.
I did it. I did the bullet points. And does that sound pretty accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was one thing missing.
Tony Bones.
There was one thing missing.
No semen.
Yeah. They didn't do like a, my God, a semen sample.
Semen to get down to the bottom of this.
Well, my point is, we've been talking for 6 minutes here.
I am not impressed with crime shows.
So you should go out front and just go.
Chicago's Fire filming in front of our house right now.
Chicago's Fire.
They can't let us. I can't park my car in the fucking street.
Yeah,
they're out there laughing and having a great time.
All of them are working in the industry that we want to work.
There's
in.
There's 80 of them.
There's 90 of them.
It's the entire street is blocked off with crap.
Yep.
And all they're doing is in this episode is investigating some fucking stupid arson.
Yeah. Right. Isn't that how do you know this?
I'm guessing.
Oh, you did not. You came so confident with that. You did not make me seem like you didn't know.
Boom. By God. There's come up her butt. We're going to figure it out now.
My God, there's a crack in the case. Her butt crack, which has come on it. You know the guy who played Munch?
Bum, bum, ba, 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 ba. Munch?
Detective Munch in Law & Order SVU.
I've never watched an episode of this crap.
His name is Richard Belzer.
I know that guy, yeah.
He passed away. He was a comedian as well as a man who played Detective Munch for a very long time. I was in a comedy club in the South, and they have a book by him in their green room.
Called Munch That Pussy?
Yes, that's the name of his stand-up comedy guide, Munch That Pussy. And, dude, the person was showing it to me, and she was like, look at this shit. Look how fucking offensive this is. There was one where it was like, dude, this is a sign you might be a stand-up comedian. It goes, when you were young, did you enjoy making fun of the mentally challenged? And then it's a picture of Richard Belzer doing like an impression of a mentally challenged person.
Comedy in the 80s was just different, y'all.
And then there's another one on a different page where he was like, actually, let me slow down. Did you make fun of the mentally challenged as a child?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's on to something.
Actually, I don't think I was. I'd call my friends mentally challenged names.
Yes, for sure.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, actually, it was probably too far when it came to...
I was raised by good people.
Yeah, it's very true. And some of my favorite people in the world, their uncle was had Down syndrome, and he would like hang at the fucking house all the time. And he was the man. He was a good time. I'll say that right now.
Good.
Yeah, we saved ourselves right there.
They're going to come after me for saying I didn't make fun of mentally challenged people. These people will come after you for anything.
Anything.
Wait, did you notice that when you said that you were making fun of people?
I'm not the one today.
No, you're not the one today at all. You woke up earlier than expected, right?
Yeah.
And then you look outside and there's all these people.
There's a crew.
Having the time of their life, working in the film industry and TV. Their parents, all of their parents brag about them out there.
Yeah.
And ours, they're like, my son has a podcast with another idiot.
Yeah. Life's pretty good.
You know what happened today? Do you want to talk about what happened today?
What happened?
The thing with the festival?
Oh, no. Yeah, no one knows. No one knows what that is.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Well, now you have to say a big comedy festival in Canada is canceled.
They went bankrupt because they never booked Greg or myself.
It's the biggest comedy festival in the world. It got canceled because they're bankrupt.
Yep.
Who cares?
Because they didn't join Rat Nation. They could have had a Rat Nation live, but instead they booked Southern Mama.
I just don't care about that stuff anymore.
Me neither.
I'm quitting everything soon.
Oh, okay. What do you mean by everything?
You'll see.
Oh, no. Are you plotting something? Do I have to? Will this episode be flagged for some kind of...
It won't matter if it's flagged.
Oh, no, Greg, dude. All right, should we turn this into some kind of warning to people?
Warning?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
They don't need no warning.
You don't want them to see it coming.
No one cares. No one's listening.
What the heck are you talking about?
No one cares about this shit.
There's 10,000 people listening right now.
I ain't got no damn 10,000.
There's 10,000 members of Rat Nation, and you know it's true. Hordes and hordes of rodents.
I'm so sick of bombing online.
Rodents plugging in, listening to The Thing.
Great movie.
What?
The Thing.
The Thing?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I've seen it, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's a little spooky.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for me.
You ain't going to watch no spooky movie.
I didn't even finish.
I'll tell you what, I'm ready for fucking Halloween.
It's, it's in a bit. You got a few months, I think.
Take my fat ass back to Halloween Town.
You have close to 8 months.
God damn.
Sorry to tell you that.
It's going
to
be a hot ass summer.
But yeah, the other day, it's the beginning of March, obviously. Walk outside. What's in front of our house? Like a swarm of bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
No, I don't go out there.
Oh, well, there's like a little cloud of bugs, like the ones you see in the summer.
Summertime
like, what
cloud.
What the fuck? How? I think there's going to be a lot of bugs.
It's going to be 120 degrees every day in July.
Can't wait. Guess where I'm going in July, in June?
August.
Texas.
Austin, August, Texas.
This ain't Texas.
This ain't Texas.
Park your Lexus.
I'm Beyonce Knowles.
And I sing country music now. Everyone knows it.
Fuck you, Beyonce. I'm sick of your shit.
Whoa, 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 no.
I'm fucking sick of her. I'm sick of her husband, Hova.
No! You can't make fun of Hove or Yonce on this podcast.
I'm done with all these fucking...
No, dude. I know they're listening.
All these musicians.
They're actually friends of the pod.
Y'all think you're better than me?
Yo, B listens to this.
This ain't Texas. Fuck you.
B, don't listen to him. I'm sorry, B.
Tell me the last thing. When's the last time you did something nice for me, Beyonce?
I'm
down here fucking drowning.
The Super Bowl tickets that she got you?
She didn't do shit for me.
Yeah, she got you tickets and you said no.
Fucking Beyonce.
What if Beyonce gave you Super Bowl tickets?
I'd tell her to fucking scram.
Exactly.
Scram, bitch.
Scram, Beyonce. You don't say that about her, right? You watch your fucking tone with BB.
Queen B.
Yeah, Queen Science Fem.
Dayton Hove.
Hova.
It's a hard knock life.
For Hove.
Give me a break,
it
Annie.
It was tough for him.
Call him Annie.
Annie?
Yeah.
Annie.
What's his name? What's the name of that play?
Anakin Skywalker?
No.
Oh, it's just called Annie.
Yeah, because it's a new name.
Roasted.
Roasted, you stupid idiot. Bet
roasted.
You have fun sleeping tonight.
Hova is not going to rest easy a la noche. That is the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
All right, Greg, you're opening up a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of food are you serving?
Snake.
Okay. What's your favorite way to prepare a snake?
Boiled
snake.
Yeah, it turns it like real white and disgusting.
Oh, good. What are you spicing your boiled snake with?
Unseasoned snake.
Unseasoned boiled snake. How our ancestors intended it, and where? What's the name of it? Cool, just a bunch of S's. I like that a lot. And where can I find
There's only one.
Yeah.
And it's in Montana.
And it's more of a tent than a restaurant.
Yeah, it's kind of like that scene in Joe Dirt where he finds the firecracker guy.
On the side of the road?
Yeah.
Are you selling firecrackers? No.
Snakes. Yeah, exactly. Snakes and sparklers. There you go. That's the name
Snakes
of the restaurant.
Snakes and sparklers. That's what the S stands for.
Snakes and sparklers.
No, the
Joe Dirt.
Snake, sparkler, snake, sparkler, snake, sparkler, snake, sparkler.
What a great movie.
Yeah. I've seen it on FX.
Yeah, it's on there a lot.
Yeah, that's where I watched it as a child. In the kitchen on FX. Later than I was supposed to. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
When you're watching some, growing up, you'd watch shit and you'd like one ear up towards your parents' bedroom, like one ear towards the TV, like, I'm probably not supposed to be watching the tube right now.
Oh, crime.
Yes, doing child crimes.
Bum, 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 bum.
How would you sneak out of your house growing up?
Walk right out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your parents ever catch you?
Yeah.
What'd have happened?
They would just would like be waiting.
Yeah.
When I come back. Like, yeah. Hey, you're done. One time my friends, Jason and Dan, walked down the street from their house with a ladder.
Yeah.
And they fucking
put it at your windows?
And tried to climb into our house, and my mom woke up.
They tried to sneak into your house?
Yeah, and they were gonna film us.
You and Brian? You and Bri Guy?
And they were going to like put like jelly on our face and stuff, they said. And my mom caught them coming in. And
she was like, you freakos!
It was...
What happened?
I just think it's so funny. Like 2:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning, two teenagers walking down the street with a big-ass ladder.
Where are you guys going? No, don't worry about it, brother, man.
Don't worry about this shit, man. We're going to go put jelly on Brian and Greg's face, man.
We would just go out. Yeah, there was like a door out of our basement that went underneath the porch. And then we would go crawl underneath the porch and then out the hatch. And then there we went.
I would walk right out the door.
Yeah, we never did. We couldn't do that. My parents had bells on the doors.
For that reason?
I think just so that if you were in the house and someone opened the door, they'd be like, oh, someone's here. You know what I mean? Because we lived on a mountain.
Yeah, you have to have like stuff for like mountain lions and bears.
I think so. And just for like, you know, I don't think we had an alarm system. That was like our alarm system. Putting Tibetan yak bells on the doors. I'll never forget the sounds of my fucking door.
Make the noise then.
They were like low bells.
Toodly doodly doodly
doodly doodly doo. Colorado, Boulder, Colorado was different, man.
We didn't have anything. We just had our friends come in and break in with ladders.
Mm.
They didn't care.
What was the most trouble you got in as a child?
I don't even know. I don't know. I didn't do that much bad stuff.
Yeah.
Dyed my hair black.
And that got you in trouble.
They didn't like it.
What did your mom call you?
Freako.
And then you started doing what to your ears?
Gauged them.
And then you joined what kind of band?
Rock and roll.
I think your mom had a point, you damn freako.
What was the most trouble you've ever been in?
I think it was in like fifth grade when I and my friends decided to shove one of our classmates into a pond at the end of the year party.
Good.
Yeah, shoved her into a pond.
Murder.
No, she was fine. You know, she just got shoved into a pond by two idiot boys. And then I remember my friend, he never got in trouble. His parents were always like, boys will be boys, which is like kind of true. You know what I mean? Like,
we also had that friend that wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. He never got in trouble. His mom to this day rules. She was always just like, I don't know. Kids are pieces of shit. What do you want me to do? Like
my friend
fucking hit him. No,
my friend Jason would get yelled at in front of us.
Yeah.
And it would be like a huge blowout. And like, then Jason's dad would come out and be like, you have to go home. And I'm like, you got it.
Yeah.
30 minutes to an hour would go by. And then Jason would call and be like, you can come back over if you want.
Dude, that like, is fucking. Fuck? You're like, did you go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
When you're a kid, neighborhood, you're like, whatever, I'm going.
Yeah. My neighborhood So how many like boys did you have living like walkable distance in your neighborhood?
I don't know, 50.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's fucking fun as hell.
It was wild.
That's kind of how ours was too growing up. We had like at least like four families that each had two sons, at least two sons.
There's only like three families that we hung out with, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were hanging out all the time, just like romping around our neighborhood. It was a cool ass childhood, but it was also like immediately getting in lots of fucking trouble. Like, also remember egging cars. We would take tennis balls and go up on hills and throw those at cars.
Good.
Yeah, that was probably really stupid.
Break a car.
What, dude? You're just like driving along and fucking... No, they wouldn't break. A tennis ball wouldn't break a car window. It would just make a very loud noise and then bounce super high off the car, and it was kind of funny.
Crime. Yeah. One time, me and Jason climbed on top of his roof.
Yeah.
From a ladder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of climbing on roofs with a ladder.
Yep. Fun.
And we walked and looked. He wanted like people to look into his bedroom that he shared with his brother, and we were getting ready to go swimming. And we were
swimming?
Yeah, we were all getting ready to go swimming. Yeah. And then, I don't know, we climbed up on the roof and we walked up to the window and we looked into his window. And his brother was naked, bent completely over with his pants down, getting ready to pull it up. He heard us and he, like a cartoon, turned around and saw us.
Kept his butthole presented.
Yeah, and started screaming. And, you know, we panicked. We, like, jumped off the roof, too.
Oh, no.
It was, like so chaotic.
A male asshole, get me out of here.
We jumped off the roof. We ran to the backyard. We jumped in the pool. And then, like, a couple minutes went by. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you just heard, like, the sliding glass door slowly open. And his little brother's walking out. And he's looking at us. And we're sitting in the pool just floating. No one's saying a word.
That was my next question was little or young? Little or older?
Oh, yeah. And no one's saying a word. And then as soon as the door shut, I mean, we started cracking up, and his little brother charged at him with his razor claws.
Oh, no.
And started slicing him up and dicing. They started fighting, and Jason just starts holding his head underwater. He's like drowning him, and his dad came out. He said, Greg, you have to go home now. And then 30 minutes went by, and I got a call back that I can come back and keep swimming.
We're in the pool, dude. We're freaking swimming.
It's crazy.
We would always go swim in the creek. And then
creek.
One of the things that we would do, one of the parents did this. He was the man. We would have like a rope that went across the river, and then he would tie like a raft to the rope, and we would play like King of the Hill. Like this raft would just be like getting dragged in the river, not going
anywhere.
You're
trying to get sand on top of it?
And we would like just be standing on top of it and like hucking each other off, and then you'd fly in and, you know, get taken down by the river and have to like swim to the shore, like march your ass back home, back up, and then like swim all the way out to the river. And there were some serious fights from that game.
Yep.
You'd get tossed off the raft like four or five times, and you're coming back to the raft with you're like, fuck all the rules. I'm truly, if I had a knife, I'd stab him.
I'll kill any of these people. Yeah. They're not my friends.
There were some moments. We played all sorts of games. There was a moment with croquet. We played what we called extreme croquet. And so we would set up croquet wickets from like one house to the next, and like do it in the street and stuff. And you know, when you're playing the game for like 3 hours, it gets really competitive, and boy oh boy,
any kind of physical,
you don't want an angry teenage boy with a croquet mallet. That's it.
That's a good time.
We had to like pin down one of our like friends in the neighborhood and be like, calm down. And he was like, I'll kill you guys.
You ever hit anybody with a deadly weapon?
No.
I hit my friend in the head with a bat once.
Oh my God, treachery!
I was
treachery and blasphemy.
I was just swinging it.
Oh, you just accidentally.
Yeah, and he fucking ping.
Oh man,
hit
metal.
The ground. And I was just like, oh God.
One time we were like getting ready to go skiing or kayaking or something growing up, and it was kayaking. We're strapping things on the roof, and my brother is just sitting there, not helping, and he's got a cam strap, and he's just swinging it around like this just because it's fun. But there's a piece of metal the size of a wallet at the end of it. Cracked my head open.
Good.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a rock at my head once, too.
Mm.
Busted me wide open.
Really?
I remember that so well.
Yeah.
Hitting the ground, blood running down my face.
Oh, I got one time I was sledding, and somebody hit me in the head with a snowboard. That one hurt too.
My brother was sledding and he broke his arm and I didn't know it and I slid down the hill and then jumped on top of him.
Dude, winter
broke his arm even more worse.
There used to be more snow, and the things like winter was a time where it was just like some of my first fist fights were like snowball fight, and you're just like, that hit me a little too hard in the face, pal.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, it's fuck the snowballs. Here comes my fists.
Winter time hits hurt too. It stings. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad winter's done.
You're cold. You're getting hit by a. Like
we
a
just
glove.
Experienced our last winter.
In the world ever?
I mean, it was 70 most of February.
Yeah, that shit was bonkers. I think that March is going to pack a few more punches for us.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, huh?
It might snow once and then it's going to be 70 the next day.
Do you know that March is the snowiest month? Did you know that? Yeah.
Just in general?
Yep.
It's not going to happen. Look at the weather.
Suck my knob, heifer.
Okay. I got nothing else going on.
Do you know that there's a, I found out about this guy, his name's like Dr. Hoof, and all he does is fix heifer hoofs?
Yeah, well, you messed his name up.
What is it?
It was like heifer hoofs.
Heifer hoofs?
You called him Dr. Hoofs.
No, his name is Dr. Hoof, and he fixes heifer hoofs. That's all.
Okay.
I guess that's it.
I see those videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
There's a nail in my cow's hoof.
I got it. I'm Dr.
I'm
going to
clean it. And the whole time the cow is like, because it hates it. Cows don't like pain. But I do.
Okay. I'm going to make a... an Instagram called Dr. Whiff. And it's going to be me smoking weed with cows.
It's not bad, honestly.
Yeah. Just me in fields.
Probably go super viral.
Honestly, it probably would.
Fucking idiotic.
Just pull over, drive. You see a cow. You hop the fence. You sit there. You light a joint. And you just kind of stand there as a cow goes like, just does its thing.
One time we found a cow just standing in a field. My friend looked at it and he goes, that cow won an award for the most outstanding one in her field. And then we floored it.
You ever tipped a cow over?
No.
Me neither. I don't know if that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
How would you know if a cow is sleeping?
They don't move. They're just standing there.
Huh.
They're like in the zone.
They really don't like, they just like kind of like have like a nice settled, I guess it's, there's a difference when you have four legs.
I mean,
maybe that's the most comfortable way to do it.
They're brainless idiots.
How dare you? They're delicious animals.
They're delicious. Their farts are killing everyone.
Yeah, that's very true. The methane gases are why we have no more winter. And it's not our fault. It's cows' fault. And I say we eat them with rapidity until they are extinct.
I love some red meat.
That's our duty as humans. That's why you have to eat as much steak as possible. We're trying to get rid of these cows.
God, I love red meat.
What's your favorite slice of meat?
Steak.
What kind of steak?
Red.
Incredible. Thank you so much for your time.
I don't know. I don't
New York
really
strip?
Know. New York strip is solid, but filet it's mignon. Easy. Filet mignon is good, but somebody else has to cook it.
And then...
Because there's certain ways you have to do it.
Ribeye?
Ribeye is the trashiest one.
Really?
It's tough, but I also buy it.
Ribeye is not tough.
The grocery stores probably don't sell it, right? You got to go to like a meat market.
The one that's the worst one is a skirt steak. And... well, that used to be considered the worst one. Skirt steak and flank steak are like kind of making a bit of a comeback.
I want a big tomahawk so when I'm done eating it, I can shove the bone up my asshole.
We could end there.